The next patient is Moises Serrano. Moises is M-O-I-S-E-S. Last name Serrano, S-E-R-R-A-N-O. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that at the present time is seen in the office because of progressive deterioration of the kidney function that is consistent with CKD stage 5. The latest laboratory workup that we have available that was done on April the 29th of 2024 shows that the serum creatinine is up to 5, the BUN is 49, and the estimated GFR is 12. Sodium is 140, potassium 4.4, chloride 110, CO2 20. This patient has been explained about the need for him to consider renal replacement therapy. At the present time, he is asymptomatic and continues to be reluctant to consider preparation for renal replacement therapy, despite that we have insistently suggested a vascular access for renal replacement therapy. Following number, nephrotic syndrome that is related to focal and segmental glomerulosclerosis that was diagnosed by kidney biopsy. Following number, the patient has persistent arterial hypertension of 160 over 100, despite the fact that the patient is taking Bumex, metoprolol, and minoxidil 2.5 milligrams POBID. At this point, I am going to increase the minoxidil to 10 milligrams daily. The patient claims that he has been taking the medication. Following number, anemia related to CKD, pending the laboratory workup that was done yesterday. These results are important in order to make the determination whether or not the patient has to receive either iron or erythropoietin or both. We'll be attentive to the results in order to execute the order. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is out of control, he's taking atorvastatin 40 milligrams every day, and the cholesterol remains 236. This cholesterol could be related to the nephrotic syndrome that he has present. His proteinuria is more than 3 grams. The patient claims that he is taking the atorvastatin 40. Following number, a history of gout that is inactive. We are going to reevaluate the uric acid for the next appointment. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, angina pectoris, coronary artery disease that has been stable. And following numbers, we know that the patient has mitral insufficiency. A clip was given to him a few years back. He's compensated and stable condition. Since he is asymptomatic, we are going to continue with the close observation, and we always emphasize for him the need to be staying away from salt, taking the diuretic, and taking the medications as prescribed. I feel very uneasy regarding the reluctancy to be prepared for hemodialysis. revolution in 2 months.